Tonight's shiur is going to be very, very, very halacha l'maaseh. We're going to talk about two or three, at least three issues, as the title indicates, which are nogei l'maaseh, depending on your family situation. For example, if you have a daughter who's in high school and wears Gap sweatshirts, this will be nogei to you. You'll find that soon. If you are a man and you go to shul, and your shul has a split parochas, and the words, or perhaps in the letters, or the pictures on the parochas are split down the middle between the two halves of the parochas. We're going to have to talk about that. And finally, the most important thing which we'll talk about is the halachas of puzzles on Shabbos. And it's more complicated than people think. I'm not saying usr, I'm just saying the lumdus is more sophisticated than people might think. Oh, it's chumrah, oh, it's akul, oh, it's mutter, oh, it's usr. It's a little more nuanced, which we'll try to dig into and hopefully arrive at a conclusion that will be clear. The sugya began again in previous shiurim when we talked about the discussion of the lettering on the sides of pages. That's really where the sugya began, and we saw that the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRama said that lettering on the sides of the pages of a book, when you open it and close it, you can form the letters or take the letters apart, that's not kosev. Why? The Rama said because it's already there. You're just bringing it closer or separating it. Kosev would be forming a letter that is not written, or erasing a letter that is written, but just taking parts of a letter, bringing them closer together, and separating them, that's not a problem. That's the Rama.
Did we speak about Scrabble?
We did not speak about Scrabble. We might get to Scrabble at the end of tonight. It will apply, but we're learning tonight. We could talk about Scrabble as well. Now, that was the Rama's opinion, that in the Shas and Shuvas, that there's no Isser. There's no prohibition of closing a book or opening a book as far as the lettering on the sides of the pages. There is an opposing opinion of the Levush who says, if you remember from last week, that it might even be an issur d'oraisa of writing. By closing that book and putting the letters together, it might be an issur d'oraisa of writing. That's the Levush. Mikra Hadin we follow, the Mishnah Berurah says we follow the Kula of the Rama. Mikra Hadin is permitted to open and close a book, but if you have another book, you should be machmir, another chumash, so don't use this chumash, use your other chumash. If you have novel X and you could read novel Y, so read novel Y if you have another option. If you don't have another option, then it's mutter to open the book Mekar Hadin. Because Mekar Hadin, we follow the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRama, who permits opening and closing the book. Since you're not creating a letter, you're just taking pre-written letter, bringing it closer together or separating them one from the other. Now, the question that we have to deal with, halakha l'maisa, is what about this, where you don't have an actual picture, nor do you have an actual letters or words, but you have a design. So is making that design, you know, come together, is there room to be machmer on that design coming together? Lots of books have that. Half of the shasas that we use have that design. Is that also making, right? We know that kosev is not just words. Kosev is not just two letters. Kosev is any diagram, a sketch, a picture. Drawing it is also kosev. So if I'm forming that diagram, I don't know if that's called a diagram, but I'll call it a design, is that going to be a problem? That's the issue that's addressed here in the first source by Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shulchan Shlomo. Shulchan Shlomo is a very wonderful sefer. If anybody wants to sponsor future editions of Shulchan Shlomo, the editor of this whole project has, came to meet me last year, and he's looking for sponsors to put out additional editions of Shlomo Zalman's Ksavim, which have never seen print, and he and a team of Talmidei Chachamim are composing. So this is from that set of Svarim, Shulchan Shlomo. He's actually the nephew of Shlomo Zalman. So he says, there are those achronim who write, you should be careful with the sefer shekosel achudei hadapim on the edges of the daf, from opening it and closing it, etc. Ulam. Now we're getting to the punchline. B'tziyurim she'en lahem mashmos. What's a tziyur she'en lahem mashmos? A meaningless picture, a design. Like on the sides of our shasin. Those, you know, they look like ink blot, you know, rash, what was it called? Rash?
Rosh.
Rosh achtes, thank you. So you don't have to be machmir on those designs. If it's letters, then you could try to be machmir, but not in these designs. Now, let's talk about a different point. If you open packages on Shabbos, let me rephrase that. When you open packages, so we might be familiar with you know, you hear kids saying, okay, don't open it on the letters, which is true. You can't open packages on the letters, because if you rip the letters, you're doing exactly what the issue here is. You're separating the letters. You're breaking them apart. That could be this chumrah that we're discussing of separating letters. Would that apply only to letters or also to pictures? Based on what we said, it clearly applies to pictures as well. Sometimes, though, you have products. Look at this seltzer bottle. I mean, here you don't have to rip off the wrapper to get the seltzer, but sometimes you have whatever food stuff, and inside the wrapper is the food stuff. To get it, you have to rip the wrapper. The wrapper, okay, I won't cut the words, but what about the whole design? Here it's not just a meaningless design like we had on the side of the shas. Here you have a picture of a seltzer bottle and a very nice graphic design thing. So let's say, again, it was a wrapper that had, the whole wrapper had this graphic design on it. So, okay, I'm not going to make sure I don't rip the letters, but is that enough? After all, it's not only letters that I have to be concerned with, I also have to be concerned with the picture, ripping of pictures. So that's what's discussed in, again, in Shulchan Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman. He's talking about a very specific case. He's talking about a sakit chalav. We don't have that in America. Those milk bags, which you have to make a hole and you have to access the milk inside. And they have a whole, you know, the entire side of the bag has its a graphic design on the side of it. So is that, okay, you're not touching letters, but there's a whole graphic design there. Is that going to be disconnecting the diagram or the picture, whatever the graphic design artist intended that there should be? And do you therefore have to be careful when you open up a plastic milk bag in Eretz Yisrael not to disturb the graphic design of the package that you're opening?
Isn't that just that little corner at the top that you cut off?
Yeah, if they just do, no, that might be, the, I think you can't cut the top on Shabbos, because that's making a Pesach. So on Shabbos, you're going to have to destroy the bag to access the milk, pour it into a pitcher. So then you have to destroy the bag. Uh-oh, but there's a whole bag, it has the graphic design on the whole thing. So Shlomo Zalman is going to come with a fascinating svara to say that it's going to be okay. You know what he's going to say? Join me in Shulchan Shlomo, in source number 2. Le'inyan sakiyos chalav, bags of milk. Sheyesh lahem ke'ein, they have a type of reka, background, mi grafika. Can anyone figure out what grafika means? Wow, good Hebrew. Shel kavim, of various lines, right? It's not even a picture, it's just lines or some whatever the graphic design of the package is. Savar Maran, that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's thought, Zichrona Levracha, the after Osa said grafika have a chashiv kosev. Even if you were the graphic design artist and you would plan and you would print that, make those designs and draw those lines, of course that's kosev. So therefore, what should be the corollary? If you tear that, it should be mochek. It should be a problem, right? Look at the beautiful sra that I underlined. Mikomakom. Achashinasu, once they're made, once the graphic design was put into the bag, harehem chelek mehasakit atzma ve'ein zetzurot bifnei atzmam. Fascinating svara. Once they were imprinted on the bag, it's no longer a design, it's just the... It's not a design on the bag. That's the bag. That's the bag. I'm ripping the bag. I'm not ripping the design. You're right. There happens to be a design on the bag. And when I'm ripping the bag, my mail design gets cut. But once it's imprinted, it just becomes part of the bag.
Why don't you say the same thing here? Letters. Letters is also part of the bag.
I guess because the letters, you can't say the letters are just part of the bag. They're not.
Why?
The letters are writing on the bag. This graphic design is, it doesn't have any meaning, right? You have to get into think about it a little. The design, no. This design, that blue line here, these circles don't have meaning. It gives the bag a tzura. It gives it something that's pleasing to the eye, aesthetically enticing for the marketing department thinks there's a good thing. These are the colors and shapes that will draw consumers to it. That's how they design packages, right? In other words, there's a very subtle point. He's saying, it's not, if there are letters, again, this is me talking, not him. If there are letters, that's writing on a package, and you can't rip that. But if it's just a graphic design, it's not even a picture, it's just a graphic design, that is not, because it's not serving, I don't know, it's just, that becomes subsumed as part of the bag. Hilchach, look what he says. Hilchach, after the underline, Kevan shetzuros elu heim chelak me'asakis. It's part of the bag. It's not like a painting on the bag. Lo amrim b'chai gavna de hakare yesh bo avon mechika. That's not considered mochik. Of course, if your intent is to ruin the design, then clearly you're focusing on design, that's going to be a problem. But if your intent is to open the bag, this is the bag.
Sure.
Fascinating svara. Beautiful svara.
How about if you have a logo?
Yeah, that's what.
If you have a logo where the logo is specific.
Nike. Let's talk. We all know the Nike logo. So that's, I think, exactly what he's talking about. I think that's exactly what he's talking about. That it's not, the Nike logo is not.
It's a logo.
Yeah, it's not a picture where it's. That's what I would assume. Again, that's why we're looking at this. That's the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, that wouldn't be considered. So when you have to make sure, make sure you don't cut the letters on the package, don't rip the letters. I remember, where is this? When I was in YU, I used to be the rabbi in the cafeteria in the Shabbos program at YU. So once in a while, Friday night dinner was tofuti, for dessert, they served tofuti cuties. You know, those little tofuti with crackers on the outside and... When you open it, a lot of times there's a wrapper, they're individually wrapped, and oftentimes, so we didn't make an announcement, when you open your Tofuti Cutie, don't rip the letters. So there, the Tofuti Cutie doesn't have any design on it, just the writing says Tofuti, you know, 1,000 times over. But this halacha is very much a great great svar to know.
You couldn't rip the letters, but you could rip the package.
That's correct. Sure. Even if there's a graphic design, because his chiddush is right. That the graphic design is not... Is not writing on the package, but it's just part of the package. Fascinating. Sorry. Next point. Another halacha. Let's say you have a sitter. And a sitter, there's a page that's ripped out. And it's a jagged edge. And what do you want to do? You want to put it back. So what are you doing? Is that the same issue that we've been talking about the whole time? You're connecting letters, words, whatever it is. But the same thing that you're doing when you open up a sefer, which again... Mikra din is mutter, but we try to be machmir if we can. So is there the same issue if a piece of paper, a piece of the sitter ripped out, and should I avoid slipping it back in the right spot? And to the contrary, if I have a ripped paper that's, you know, sort of in the sitter, and I want, it's just easier for me, instead of lifting up the 3-pound sitter, I want to just lift up this paper which is ripped out. I just have to see that part of the paragraph. Can I lift it up, or is that mochek? Because I disconnected... I don't want to say disconnected. I removed, I separated these words or these parts of the words, these parts of the letters from the ones that are attached to the bound book. That's true, but that is discussed in Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yoredeich Akbei Simenayin Hay. Says Rav Moshe, is this a problem? Ubidvar daf karua b'sefer, ein zemechika. He doesn't consider it a problem, kishemerim hadaf. Nor is it kosev when you remeiniach it, when you put it back. Even according to, remember we said there's a big machlokas, the Ramah says it's okay to separate the letters of a book, and the Levush says it's not okay. Va'af lahalavush, even according to the Levush, the one who's machmir, that was the Levush that was cited in the Magen Avram, to because of osios al-chudi hadapim, according to that opinion, the Chumra opinion, that you can't open up a book that has letters written on the edges, that it's osir to open it and to close it, even he would permit you to remove and place back this ripped page, me'achar deberuba deruba, look what he says, a svar we never saw before, nikar machatzis ha'os shal chelek ha'echad eza osu. Most of the time, the vast majority of time, not all the time, if you see a jagged piece of paper and there's a rip through the letter, most of the time you could still make out which letter it is. You know when this happens sometimes, do you ever get a new credit card? What do you do with your old credit card? You cut it. Where do you cut it? I'll tell you where I always cut my credit card. I always cut my credit card right through the numbers and through my name. Why? Because I want it not to be recognizable so that somebody can copy the numbers or something like that. That's the whole point. I don't want somebody to find the number. That's the whole point of cutting it. So I cut through the numbers. But oftentimes when you cut through the numbers, you could still sort of make out, you know the shapes, if you see half a number, you could still figure out what the other half is. That's what Moshe says. Since Ruba Deruba the time, when you see half of the letter, you know what the other half of the letter says. Therefore, by you joining those two pieces of paper together, what are you gaining? You knew it beforehand. Another Svara al-Hakel. He says that's going to be mutter because you're not improving anything. Because the fact that it's closer to the other half of the letter, you're not creating a new letter. That letter was most of the time recognizable beforehand. Okay, once in a blue moon, it is true, there's a letter that's exactly cut down the middle, and you really can't tell whether it's, Samach or Mem. Only when you join the other half, Samach or Mem Sofis. And you only could tell once it's joined to the other half. What do you have to worry about that small chance? He says, no, in the last paragraph of source 3. And even if it will be in a scenario of Afimu Ba'ofen, She'ika Osir She'eni Karos, it's not recognizable on its own, and you really have to put it together. He says, you don't really have to worry about it. Rove of the time, that's not the case. You don't have to worry about that rare occasion. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, he says, even if you want to be machmir, not to open the sefer, because you're joining the sides of the letters together, but you don't have to be machmir with a ripped page of siddur or a chumash or any other sefer, because most of the letters are already recognizable. Let's pause for a second. If that's the case, what happens if you have a siddur, a sefer, where the writing is on the side? And you want to turn to page 11. What happens if you turn to page 11 out of 300? So you're only ruining the top edge of the letter. Or you're only closing the top edge of the letter, such that before you, let's say the book goes open, you want to close it. When you close it, what are you doing? You're adding something that you can recognize all the letters. Those top first 11 pages, the amount of ink on the edge of the first 11 pages is minuscule. So according to the Svara, that might be okay. Even those who are machmir, even the Levush who's machmir, not to open and close the books with the lettering on the side, that's because you're making a letter. But if the letter is basically 97% there, and you could read it even without these 11 pages of ink on the edge, sounds from the Sra Moshe, that would be okay. That's what we're suggesting. Okay, now let's go to the next issue.
But doesn't he say that you shouldn't do one thing?
No, he says if it definitely is a situation where you have a half a letter and it's exactly half, okay, don't do it, but you don't have to assume that that's the case. If you see it, there's a letter that you really can't tell at all whatsoever and only by putting them together, okay, avoid that. But he says you don't have to assume that's, unless you see it.
But if you see it, you can't do it.
Correct. Okay, now let's go to another halacha. We are very frum. Our shul, Shari Tefillah of Lawrence, is very frum. If you notice, both our parochas upstairs and our parochas downstairs and our parochas in the back basement, all three parochos are one piece of fabric. But if you go to many Madernish shuls, you might find, even if they're not so Madernish, if you go to many shuls, you might find the parochas is cut in half, and then there's a drawstring, and it opens, pulls it to both sides, and then it closes to both sides, or even without a pull string. So what happens if you have a pasuk, or even a letter, that's split down the middle of that parochas for, to make it even? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Let's just think. What do we think here? L'chora, this should be the same issue that we've been discussing. Just another application of the same issue we've been discussing the whole time. That according to the Ramah, that you're allowed to open and close books. So the same thing. According to Levush, that you're not allowed to close and open books because joining two halves of a letter together, according to Levush, is a problem. L'chatchil should be machmir. Should we be machmir if we have another Aron Kodesh to take out of? Let's say there's a shul minyan downstairs, the 8:30 Shachris minyan. And let's say we had that two-sided parochas. So we should be machmir if you could just as easily get it from the get a sefer Torah from the back room, where there's a one sheet parochas, maybe we should do that. Let's see. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, Shehakol Nihyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen.
Higrus Moshe Chelek Dalet, Simon Mem, Oschav Beis. Psichas parochas, opening up a parochas. Shemila achas ksuva, one word is written on both sides. So, yesh ktsas lachshosh la'levush. We should be a little bit concerned for the levush, just to remind you, who argued on the Chuvas HaRamah. The one who says you can't open and close a sefer. But you know what? I say that mikra hatin, there's no real problem. Shebelochib ayin somewhere else, which we'll see later. Shebelochib reklal, if there's no attachment, you're not attaching the two letters to one another. Mistaber she'ein lesar. V'chevan shu'chaluk al shnei chatzai parochas. Since the letters or the words are split on two halves of the parochas, she'ein mechubar meklal, they're not connected one to the other. The two distinct pieces of fabric. They even separate. They pull apart. Leka iser. Okay, so he says that it's mutter. Aval, look at this aval. Maybe there's a little bit of what to be concerned of, and I underlined it. V'lachatchila tov shirachaku me'erev Shabbos shnei hachatzayim zemizeh. Wow, if you live in a shul, if you daven in a shul, where they talk indeed have a split parochas, you should get to mincha Friday afternoon 3 minutes early before the people get there, they wonder what you're doing. You should separate the parochas one from another an inch or two, so that it's already separated. So this way, the guy who gets psicha tomorrow is not really going to be separating anything. He says it's a proper thing to do.
Make sure you don't put it back
over
completely.
That's also correct. If you forgot to do that on Friday afternoon, don't worry about it. Then he says something totally different. And he says, by the way, this whole idea of making split parochas is anything wrong with it? Other than the Shabbos issue, it's only if there are letters there or pictures that are split. He says, no, it's not the minhag. Bichlal, in general, lechatchila ein lasos parochas kazeh. We shouldn't make split parochas. Even without any letters at all, ein lasos ken kihu kein shinui miminhag Yisrael shemei olam hayu osim parochas achas al kol rochav binyan. He says, minhag Yisrael is just not like that. Fascinating. You need somebody with the broad shoulders like Rav Moshe to say that that's considered a minhag Yisrael that you shouldn't deviate from. Who would ever thought? I thought, you know, you're designing, you have a designer, and the aesthetic, you know, sense indicates that there should be two, you want to create some symmetry in whatever design you have. You split things in half. It can be very pretty. Says Rav Moshe, as pretty as it is, he sees that there's a minhag Yisrael in the fact that there's one fabric that opens up across the board. Fascinating. Again, unrelated to Hilchos Shabbos, just in terms of Binyan based Knesset, that's what he says is appropriate.
So in Baltimore, it's called a koil, a very Haredi issue, that the one side is the men's, other side, no letters in the middle, but one designated for the husband, one designated for the...
I hear. It's not like this in Moshe.
Baltimore, you know.
Okay, yeah. I'm not. Again, this is a L'chadchila, you know, I don't know, again. Sometimes the people put their names on the bottom also, you know, go to the embroidery store and also pay for it and also design it. So you have to bring the design to the Rav before they do the embroidery. Okay, those were all basically, if you realize, we were all different applications of the same discussion of the lettering that the Shaila, the Machlok, is the true Svarma who permits closing and opening Svarim, and the other opinion. Now we're going to get to puzzles. When it comes to puzzles, there's one aspect that puzzle has that makes life a little bit more chummer than all the shayas that we've talked about until now. And that is the fact that there's some kind of linkage, there's some kind of interlocking aspect to the letters, to the shapes in a puzzle. So before we talk about puzzles, we have to just remind ourselves again, we mentioned it already, that Kosev and Mochek are not just letters. They are also pictures. So therefore, if we consider, you know, joining together two letters or two halves of a letter to be a problem, so presumably joining together two parts of a picture should be a problem. So again, before we start this, we know that that's the whole machlok, because we've been discussing the past few weeks, but for the past 10, 15 minutes, that is, that according to the Rambam, Me'ikra Hadin, as long as everything's written, you just bring it together, that's okay. However, this other pin, the Levush, that lechatchila was supposed to be machmir for, you should avoid bringing things together, even that which is already written. So how will it or will it not apply to puzzles? The work is all in the one line of Magen Avraham, that's why I bolded it. And this one line of Magen Avraham has a lot to understand. Magen Avraham is, by the way, when you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you start learning Shulchan Aruch or a Chaim, you'll learn something very fascinating. Magen Avrams are very difficult. I started learning Shulchan Aruch when I started for Smicha, so you start with Basu B'chol of Taroves, which is all in Yoredeya, and there, the Nosei Kelim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch are the Shachnataz. And the Shachnataz speak full sentences. So you can read the Shach, and you see what he says, and he argues on the Taz, but you read what he says, and they say what they argue about, and they say what they're trying to say, and they say, look up this, you know, something over here where it says this, and it reads, it's smooth, I understood what I read. Then afterwards, I started doing a little bit more Arachayim when I was preparing, you know, learning Hilchos Shabbos, a little bit more Biyan, and you meet the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is a totally different style. Magen Avraham, every word
every two words, is saying a whole new idea. Every time he says, I in there, it's not just like if you want to educate yourself and you want to read for, you know, like at the end of a course, a syllabus, a professor gives you a syllabus, he'll say like additional reading, you could, you know, read these other books. No, the Magen Avraham says, I in sham. That means that what the Magen Avraham is trying to say right here is based on whatever he's saying over there, and you're not going to understand it here if you didn't see what it says there. And what he's saying there is it's every word. That Magen Avraham is very terse, but we take him. We almost pass. If you open up Mishnah Berurah, I mentioned it before, almost every Magen Avraham we pass can like, almost. So we have to take Magen Avraham very seriously. Look at the Magen Avraham. Mashma. What does the word mashma mean? Mashma means it's not explicit. It's just mashma. It sounds like, which is going to be the case. Mashma begin daf chaf. Shem, let's just get, I am not familiar with this scenario because it's not a metzias that we do nowadays. Im tochev osiel shel kesef, you have letters made out of silver. I think the metal silver. You have silver, metal silver letters, I guess that have holes on top, that you tochev, you stick them into a beged, you pin them into fabric. That's called mikrei ksav. That's talking about gittin. And it's considered writing. If you have a get that's written, not by a sofer taking ink and writing the get we don't use parchment, we use regular paper. Some people think you have to use parchment. No, parchment is for Sefer Torah, it's filled with mezuzahs. Megillah is not for a get. Get is regular paper. So if you take instead of taking a pen, a quill, and writing on the paper, you take pre-written silver lettering, pieces of metal, and you tie them, you stick them, you pin them onto a surface. Is that going to be a good get? So says the Magen Avraham, it sounds like it's called a ksav. That's called ksav, and that's going to be good. Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham, because if you look in the Gemara, you're not going to find it so simply. Vimkain, if that's the case, Efsher. What does the word Efsher mean?
Maybe.
Not definitely, but maybe. Meaning, given the fact that it's mashma, again, it's not definitively clear, but it's mashma and gin, that for Hilchas gin is considered writing, it's possible to asur la'asoso b'Shabbos. Since in Hilchas gin, taking a pre-written piece of metal, a piece of metal in the shape of letters, and putting it, attaching it to some surface, since that's considered writing, and therefore it would be where it would be considered a written get, so if that's considered writing for gittin, he suggests, the Magen Avraham here, that that should also be a problem to do an act of writing on Shabbos and attach that ksav, that piece of metal, to the fabric with a pin. You're allowed to pin things on Shabbos, by the way. But apparently not letters to fabrics. Because that, maybe, he says, is kosev. What's kosev about it? The letter was written already.
He puts together letters and becomes a word, I guess.
That's not writing. Writing is not making words. Writing is making letters. So fact that must be that he's assuming two things. Presumably he's assuming, right. Not like the kula that we hold Me'ikar HaDin, that as long as something's written, there's nothing, bringing it closer to something else is not a problem. He says, no. If something is written and you're, it's still, you can still do kosev with something written, even though it's already formed. It still could be kosev. It seems like the fact that you're putting a letter onto a surface, that's the issue. That's what makes it writing. You have a letter sitting in the Gabbai has, I don't know, some, you know, sometimes with like the St. Talmud Tilvrach or maybe Sfiras HaOmer. He has a bunch of letters in a little box, a little tin can. And then he takes the letter out and applies it and sticks it and attaches it to the Sfiras HaOmer, you know, number, you know, chart that's hanging in the shul. The taking the letter and applying it to a background sounds like that's the kosev. We never saw this before in our lives. This is the first time ever. Magen Avraham, Siman Shin Mem. Where does he get it from? From what he suggests is a mashmas in Gittin, which if you're going to look in Gittin, you're not really going to find it. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, this is a Magen Avraham. Among Avrams, we take seriously, as evidenced in source number 6. The Mishnah Berurah quotes as Magen Avraham, where the Magen Avraham says, it's mashma, efshir, you shouldn't do it. Look how the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Osir. You see how seriously we take Magen Avraham's? Something that nobody ever said before, and even when the Magen Avraham said it, he said it as, maybe there's a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah, that in our parlance is Osir. Osir l'chavra osir shal kesel l'parochas. You have these silver letters, it's Osir to attach them to a parochas, the chayotzibo, etc. Duhu kein kosev, he uses the word kein, it's like kosev. Similarly, removing it would be problematic. It's just the opposite. V'chein osel hasir mimenu, tu kein mochik. But we have to understand why this is and what are the parameters. Because when I make a puzzle, is that similar to taking, again, pre-made, pre-written, pre-designed lettering, and I have a pre-printed puzzle, and I'm putting this piece with that piece, is that going to be anything to do with this Magen Avraham's issue? So, look at the Chayei Adam. Chayei Adam also, Gedolei HaPoskim, is also assumed to be l'halacha in understanding the Magen Avraham. He's going to explain the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said that you're not allowed to attach it to, you're not allowed to attach these letters to a fabric. What does it mean to attach? Says the Chayei Adam, source number 7. Also the Chaber Osir shel kafes l'parochas, you can't attach them, just quoting the Magen Avraham. Venerly, seems to me, what does it mean that you can't attach them? What you're allowed to do is yechabrim, you could attach it al-yidei machat with a pin, derech shnei nekavim levad. What's a nekev? Two holes. So that means you take a pin and you could make it go two holes. What does that mean? That means one pinprick. Because any time, let's just act it out. Right. If you have, could I have a one stitch or half a stitch? Depends on how you call it. Here, I have a pen. So, look. This is two holes. Right? This is two holes. So says the Chayei Adam, are you allowed to attach the letters? Again, this letter, this pen has a letter on it. This pen is a piece of silver that has this pin in the back of it. Can I stick the pin or attach the letter to the fabric just by doing this? Says the Chayei Adam, yeah, that would still be okay. Nearly, if it's two holes, that's okay. That's not considered a chibur. Dilo yiskayim. Because that won't stay there. Shara yipo, it's going to slip out. In other words, he's saying, the Magen Avraham came up with a chumrah. Magen Avraham said, you're not allowed to attach things. Says the Chayei Adam, what does attach mean? Attach means attach in a way that it will stay. But if it's only, you know, like we just described, you know, two holes, it's just one pin going through, in a way that could fall apart, that's going to be okay. It's mutter. And then additionally, if you're going to attach it to these letters to the fabric, you should use your left hand. That's the Chayei Adam. I don't want to go into the Nishmas Adam, where he explains where the Magen Avraham found it in Shas, and how the Magen Avraham figured it out, and why it's only maybe, and why it's only Efsher, and it's only Mashma. I don't want to go into that. What I do want to point out is one point. The fact that, what we just focused on, that the Chayei Adam says that this Isser of attaching pre-made letters to fabric is Asser only if it's going to stay there. But it will be only one pinprick through, like I showed you on through the tissue. That's not sturdy, and even the Magen Avraham who asers will permit that one pinprick. Now, gentlemen, I want to learn some Shmiras Shas Kilchasa with you, and let's see if we agree with what he says or not. We might have to be a little bit bold tonight, okay? Says the Shmiras Shas Kilchasa, he's talking about puzzlim. Could anyone know what puzzlim means? Puzzlim v'chibur osios. Says the Shmiras Shas Kilchasa, he's not going to talk about puzzles till the end of the paragraph. You're allowed to play with games. with letter games and picture games. Mutar l'sachek b'mischakei osios with tziurim. Shebehem manichim osios, you rest letters, or chelkei osios, or chelkei tmuna zel yazeh. You're allowed to take a lot of children's games, you know, like 3-4-year-old games, maybe 5-year-olds, where you just put things together to make pictures, like you have to match, like, the back of a duck shouldn't go with the front of a fire engine, right? Back of a duck goes with the front of a duck. Back of a fire engine goes with the front of a fire engine. So, like, matching games. That's okay. And you're going to form an entire word, form an entire picture. Did somebody ask about Scrabble before? Mm-hmm. So, you could take Scrabble letters and put the Scrabble letters one next to another. We'll discuss it a little bit more in depth in a few minutes. V'hu, I highlighted it. Shelo yikva es hamila es hatmuna b'miskeres. As long as it's not it's set in some kind of frame. Thank you. And it's not in a frame. It's just pictures. Miskeret is a frame. For the word sagur, it's closed on outside. You know, it's closed off. It's a frame. Frame. So if you just put them next to each other, that's fine. V'gam, you also have to make sure it doesn't have a frame. V'gam ein hachalakim hashonim mischabrim umishadkim zebaze. You also have to make sure that the pieces do not join together and stick one to the other. Parentheses. Tatsreif puzzle. What's a tatsreif?
Putting together.
Oh, okay. Joining a puzzle. Putting together a puzzle. Uh-oh. What is the Shmir Shas Kilchas Paskin? You could put pictures next to each other, but not if they interlock. Not if they are jigsawed. Not if they interconnect. Shmir Shas Kilchas says you cannot make a puzzle on Shabbos. Okay? Now, I ask you a question, Rabbi Osai. We just learned, where is he coming from? Let's think, where does this psak come from? Well, let's just understand, why is it Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, who we use and we follow blindly in Hilchas Shabbos, because the way the amount of energy and focus that he put into this sugya was incredible, and we passed like it without questions. Let's just think, where did this psak come from? Why would he say jigsaw puzzles us? Let's think it out. It must be that. Start back. You have pre-written thing, pre-formed pictures, right? The picture's already there. You're not drawing a picture on Shabbos. It's pieces of a picture that you're putting together. So is that Meikar HaDin a problem or Meikar HaDin Mutter? Meikar HaDin, it's Mutter. The Rama says that it's Mutter to take pre-formed letters or pictures and to, you know, close the Sefer and make the letters go together. But, okay, we want to be Machmir. With that other opinion, the Levush says to Machmir, okay, we'll be Machmir. Fine. That's to make a letter. Comes the Magen Avraham and says to attach preformed letters to a paroches is a problem. So I guess that's what this is really doing. You're taking these preformed letters and you're attaching them, maybe not the letter to the fabric underneath it, but you're sort of attaching them one to another. But how are you attaching them? Through the dovetailing, interconnecting shapes of the jigsaw puzzle. I ask you a question. If you have a piece of, if you have a letter with a pin on the back, you take the pin, and the pin goes through with two holes through the fabric. I ask you a question. The Chai Adam explained that this is mutter. Even according to Magen Avraham wants to be machmir, that you're not allowed to pin a letter onto fabric, this he says is okay. Even if you want to be machmir, this is, he says, okay. I ask you a question. What's more delicate? What's more easily going to break? Would I just have it here in front of you, or a jigsaw puzzle? Yeah. I would disagree.
You would disagree?
I would disagree. I think the chance of this falling out, of this coming apart, is... I mean, I don't know, my kids, you have a jigsaw puzzle, you know how sensitive it is? You touch it, you bend on it, you lean on it, it pops out. The kid touches it, I just picture my kids, you know, banging, one kid's working on the puzzle, the other, his brother's angry at him, he gives a little swoosh, the whole thing goes flying.
If you bang this, it will come out too. You just let it stand there and say it looks pretty good. Your kids
would
do that in a millisecond.
I hear, I don't know. I would think... that even the Magen Avraham, which again is a chumrah, which presumably should be a chumrah because Mikra Hadin, we hold that you're allowed to close letters of a side of a book. Even if you want to be machmir that you can't, which is the proper thing to do, but it's still mutter if it's not going to stay together. He's considering that it's going to stay together. I don't know, in my mind, the staying together of a pin, again, through fabric with two holes, that's not a problem. I would think that a jigsaw puzzle is less attached than something that's pinned, you know, with two holes through a pin that's going through the fabric twice.
What does he mean by Dauch Yuchal is Kayim? How long?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
20 minutes, 30 minutes?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
If nobody gives his mantra for anything? I thought I meant to capable, right? It means capable of staying by itself without being.
Yeah, everything can stay, yeah. In the absence of, right? That's Newton's which law of physics? Every object in at rest will stay at rest until that's acted upon by some outside force. So the question is how much.
The woman has a pin that she wants to put on her.
So that's not a halacha in Kosev, that's not a halacha, that's a halacha in Tofer. So you have to look up the halachas in Tofer. I think if you do, you're allowed to put in a pin on Shabbos. What? You're allowed to put on safety pins are mutter on Shabbos. You're allowed to put safety pins if your pants, the hem of your pants, or the waist of your pants, or you split your pants down the crotch or something like that, you're allowed to take a safety pin and safety pin it together on Shabbos. You're not supposed to go back in and out with the same pin through the fabric a few times, because that's like tofer, but I think to just go once through, it's mutter. Yeah, Shmir Shazin is mutter. Okay. You do things that aren't mutter. Meaning, it's mutter. Right, you don't do things that are mutter. Okay, so that's my critique of the Shmir Shazin. I would have thought that a puzzle should be okay, because if the chumrah is based on the fact that things are interconnected, I would think that the interconnecting of a jigsaw puzzle is much weaker than a pin that goes through fabric two times. And if going through fabric two times is mutter, that's not enough of a kiyum. I would think the jigsaw puzzle is even less than that. I would think it should be mutter, not like the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa.
He also says
there, okay, yeah, children is a different story, right?
In
Limchos Biktan. If children are playing, you don't have to say anything. Yeah, but I could see that there's Uri Orlean talking. Uri Orlean, me, yeah.
Oh.
I assume that jigsaw puzzle is less than kind than a pinned letter. And the pinned letter, Nishma Adam permits. I think a jigsaw puzzle is less than that, so I think it should be, again. My point is made, the Archos Shabbos, again, Rabbi Rubin, who was here a few weeks ago, who spoke here in our own shul a few weeks ago, he makes a similar point. He makes this exact point. Okay, let's finish with one or two more points. We finished puzzles, but we're now going to take the ideas that we learned from puzzles and apply it to the following shaila. If you go, in the olden days, it happened a lot more. I think with the shtibulization of America, we lost this phenomenon. Because now, I mean, there's also been a gigantic demographical shift from like the old-time Jews who were sort of affiliated and would come to shul once in a while, but weren't necessarily knowledgeable. Maybe didn't know how to read Hebrew, maybe didn't know how to daven fully, but they still came to shul. Nowadays, we don't have that population so much in America, unfortunately. I'm not just talking about the Orthodox population. So they used to have, some places I'm sure they do, numbers, page numbers in the front of the shul. And sometimes the rabbi's son maybe did it. The rabbi's son usually went to yeshiva, so an 11-year-old boy knew what page they're on in the machzor, what page they're on in the siddur, what page they're on in the stone chumash, and he would adjust the numbers. I'm sure you all have seen that in various shuls throughout your travels. So what is that doing? That might be the same shah that we're talking about. You're taking numbers, you're putting them together, but more than that, you're, based on the Magen Avraham that we just learned, you're affixing it to a base. That should be a violation of the Magen Avraham's psak. But the Magen Avraham says you can't take even if a preformed letter, metal, they might be metal, they might be whatever they are, and affixing it to, in the Magen Avraham's case, the fabric, here it would be a board in the front of the shul. Or we do it nowadays with Sfiras HaOmer. Are you allowed to change the numbers of the Sfiras HaOmer board on Shabbos, affixing the letter. That sounds like a blatant violation of the Magen Avraham, who told us that you can't take a preformed metal silver letter and pin it onto the fabric. Again, the point is not the pinning. The point is affixing. And you're affixing a preformed number or letter. Does numbers make a difference? Are numbers more kal than letters? No, the Rambam, I think, says explicitly that numbers are the same as letters, are the same as diagrams or sketches. You can't write. You can't draw. You can't draw pictures. You can't draw numbers. You can't draw letters. It's all chosei. Let's look at what Ramosha says about this. Ha'im mutar l'ha'amid numbers. Yeah, so the Bar Ilan tells you what a number means. It means misparim, numbers. Ksum b'niyaros miyuchados, on special papers. Kol echad b'niyar acher zeh etzal zeh. K'dei sh'yedu hatzibur be'ezadaf im tzrichim ata. Is this a problem of ksiva? And to remove it, is it a problem of mechika? Says the Rama, look what he says, the Ramosha and Feinstein in Arachai and Chelkav Sun Kavamad Hey, Hanachlani Estaiti, look what he says. Dim Eino Mechaber Esaos. If you don't affix, attach the letter, the number, Ela Hamada Ba'amu, you just stand it there, it's okay.
So you can do the scoreboard in Fenway and Wrigley, but you can't Velcro a letter on.
Correct. I don't know how it works in Fenway and Wrigley.
They stick it into a square.
No, stuck into a square is going to be a problem. If they just lean it there, if they lean it on,
if they lean it on in front of it. Some of them have like a hook where they hang the number.
That might be a fixing. That sounds like it's a fixing.
There's a lot of shuls that
they have a shul that balance the page of the sitter.
That's exactly
just turning it.
Oh no, then it's already attached. If you're just turning it, it's attached, right? If it's on a
that's what they do.
Yeah, if it's three on real rungs, you're just swinging the rung. That's already a fix. The whole problem with the Magen Avraham is that you're affixing it, right? You're affixing it. It's not a fix. Thank you. That should be okay, right? So he says, now keep in mind, again, we have to have everything, we have to realize, you know, don't mix up derises with derabbanans, don't mix up derabbanans with chumras. Says Rav Moshe, don't forget, this whole thing is a chumra, top of page 4. The af b'chibur ki ha'gavna ba'osyol shel kezeb b'parachas, even the classical example of the Magen Avraham, who says that you're not allowed to take, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that it's usher, that you can't affix these silver pre-made letters, pin them to a paroches. Shemechadesh haMagen Avraham, right? The Magen Avraham is mechadesh this halacha. Sheasa that it's aser. Eino dimbarer. It's not so clear that it's aser at all. And ayin b'nishmas Adam. I have it 2 pages ago, but I skipped it. Shel kol haposkim lav iksav. It's according to all the poskim, it's really fine. It says Rashi in that Gemara where he said it's mashma. You remember I said there's a Gemara, it's mashma something. It shitas Rashi that maybe, you know, it's not like Mikra Hadin. Okay, so what is that Magen Avraham Aser? Second paragraph. Al kopan b'chibur, but if it is attached, Oser haMagen Avraham, the Magen Avraham, again, we're bowing our heads in submission to this Magen Avraham. V'yesh lahachmir, we should machmir, as the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. But if it's not attached at all in the third paragraph of Abaluchi b'klal, mashma she'ein, makom le'asar. The fact that you're putting letters next to letters, or numbers next to numbers, Scrabble next to Scrabble letters, or bananagrams, ein makom le'asar. That should be no problem. That should be no problem. Fine. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham. I want to finish off with a little bit of Sfardi psak, but I think we'll appreciate it very much. Coming from maybe from a little bit of a different vantage point. You know, we're talking about puzzles. I mean, give me a break. Come on. You're telling me I can't play with a puzzle? Puzzle's not co-save. I'm not writing letters. I'm not writing a Sefer Torah. I'm playing with a puzzle on a Shabbos afternoon with myself, my children, my grandchildren, whatever it is, my grandmother, my father. What's wrong? A puzzle. It's a game. Oh, but it's a kosev? Okay. So Shmish Azka Chazal says you can't play with a puzzle. I thought maybe it's not so terrible. Rav Moshe, it's going to be hard. You know, he's machmir that you can't, anything that's attached. But is that called attached? Is it not called attached? Well, clearly, it's not going to be a meikra din. It's a chumra, probably. Okay, maybe it's a proper chumra. Look at the Ben Tzion Abba Shaul Zatzal. In his Shas Hashu is Or Letzion. And you have to appreciate the clear presentation of a Sfardi posek. She'ela, ha'im mutar li ladim lesachek be'avnei pele, with wonder bricks, otherwise known as Lego. Could go in Lego. So Shaila, if you say Lego or Lego, you see that Ben Tzion Abba Shaul held it with Lego. He doesn't have a yud here. I grew up saying Lego. I was corrected by many people, and apparently maybe it's a machlokas svarim and Ashkenazim. You see, definitely Rabbi Tzina Rambashul says it's Lego. So Ushar Mischakeh Harkava. Harkava means building things on Shabbos. All these building things on Shabbos, lots of building things. Is that a problem? Is it bona? Again, we're not learning bona, but you'll see what we're going to talk about puzzles in a minute. So this is the tshuva right before. Tshuva, mutar. Even if you're not intending to immediately disassemble it, dismantle it, it's still okay. However, ugdolim, but adults, ein lahem af letaltel es hamischakim. Not only should they not build, they shouldn't even play. They shouldn't even handle the Lego. Yeah, he calls it muktzah for adults. Then he explains in the italics. The way he writes his sefer is he has a one-line question with a one-line answer, and then you have to look on the bottom for the whole reasoning. That's just how.
Associates and law firms are often taught to write memoranda.
Oh, yeah, just one line? Yes, no?
A line, but you have the question, a quick summary of the answer, and then you have the reasoning.
Okay. He'd be a good lawyer. So he says, he gives a svar, which we're not going to go into, that's bona, why it's okay. He says, even if you intend to, I have two sons. I have a few sons. One of them builds and destroys. The other, he builds something, and it stays for years. So is that maybe for the second son, is that going to be, it's only his kayim? Maybe that's going to be more of a bona? Maybe the bona daraisa? So, he says, third line, even if somebody, the third line of the italics, and source number 12, even if somebody would leave it for a long time, it's still going to be mutter. Shekemish ein hakavato ella l'shem ischak ba'alma. That which he's assembling it, it's only a game. It's a toy, for heaven's sake. Ein lo shem binyan, lo shem kli. It's not bona as in bona, being bona a house. It's not bona as in those who hold yesh binyan bekelem with the sheet of tosfos if in a certain situation. And therefore, don't talk about bona. Don't talk about the milach of soser. It's a game. So he basically is very makel, except he says boys shouldn't do it for a separate reason, because boys should be learning. And you don't want to get them accustomed to, I don't think he's talking about 5-year-old boys, he's talking about, an 11-year-old boy, if he's playing Lego, you should accustom the kids to learn. Fine, but girls, they don't have to learn, no problem. You read through, it's very funny. And then similarly, girls are also allowed to play with Monopoly on Shabbos. So somebody asks, you're allowed to play Monopoly, it's an explicit Ben Sion Abba Shaul, if you're a girl, it's mutter. Great, okay. Fine. Finally, just to finish off for the night, Sheila, ha'im mutar li ladim l'sachei b'puzzle b'shabbat? Tshuva, mutar li? Banot. Yeah, if you're female, then you're allowed to play with puzzles on Shabbos. And he says, even if it's... No. Le banot. Af b'puzzle ha'murkav b'toch miskeret. Even if it's within a frame. Who is this against? Rabbi says, this is against the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He's going against the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa said, it's in a frame, you can't. And it's a Tzavah puzzle, you can't. And he explains. But he explains with a new Svara that we never really worked with. He says, it's a game, for heaven's sake. That's not called Kosei. But what does he quote? Kamosh Mavur Benishmas Adam, Shakol Shalom Asi Lekiyum Mutter. What is Shalom Asi Lekiyum? That's the Svara that I was telling you before. That if it's not going to stay, it's not going to be permanent. What I think he means is if it's mutter, the Mishmas Adam said that when the Magen Avram asked pinning the letters, this would be mutter, but if you'd pin it through the fabric more times, then it would be asur, because then it would stay. But if it's only going to stay a tiny bit, because it's just pinned twice, that's mutter.
How long is called shlukim?
So we don't have, it's a matter of how strong it is. I don't know if there's a number, but it's a strength. How much could it withstand? So he says, I think this is what I also thought, that a puzzle is not, there's not strength to a puzzle. They're so delicate. Puzzles are so incredibly delicate. So that's not l'skayim. And therefore he says that, Ben Tzion Abishol says, puzzle should be okay. Just by the way, the last line is an interesting point. What about borer? He says, no, borer is not a problem, because when you're looking for a piece, you're looking for, all of the requirements of borer. You're taking the ochel mitocha psalos, you're looking for the piece you do want, and it's to do right now, it's miyad. So, you're doing it with your hand, and not using a special selection tool, so there's no borer. So halach l'mayis, what do we come out? The Shmir Shas Kilchasa says you're not allowed to make puzzles. And v'tzion avashal, and my own netiyah, again, I'm not comparing myself to Shlomo Zalman, but the Orcha Shabbos questions Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Chumra, Ben Tzion Abishol questions Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Chumra. It's certainly, if you see somebody else play with a puzzle, you shouldn't say a word. Should you play with the puzzle, you should probably learn.
We're talking for adults as well as children?
Yeah. So he. There are two svaras in Ben Sina Abba Shul. The first svar is that it's just a game. It's not doing anything serious. That's like by Bona. By Kosef, he says it's the svar of the Nishma Zomra. It's not in the Skayim. It's not in the Skayim. So Mikra Hadin, it's mutter. Is there room to be Machmir? Yeah, it's room to be Machmir.